Yuma Perek Zayin Mishneh Gimel. We've been through a good chelik of the Seder HaVoide, the chelik HaPnimi of the Aktoros Aktoros, the HaVoide Saddam, all the way coming back out. And we started now on Perek Zayin after the Sawyer got, and we explained how that, what that's about. After the Sawyer was for sure Bamidbar, was already in the sky in Mitzvah Sawyer, so then he went to the Ezras Yisroel. Sorry, the Ezras Nashon went out of the Ezras Yisroel. Out of the Machna Shechina, he went out for the Kriya Batayru. We said that he sat. I says it wasn't the Azara. And now the Mishnah is going to get us to the other Chalokim of the Avodah, parts of which have to be still be done Lefnai V'Lefnim in Big Day Lavan, and parts of which will be done by Big Day Zov outside. In the Big Day Butz Kori, the Mishnah says, if he was Kori, remember he had a choice before. So if he was Kori Taka Batayru, the Seder HaMikrois, the Big Day Boots, he was still in the Big Day Lavan. Now he has to put on the Big Day Zov. And remember that the Seder, which is Mavur and Perek Gimel, is that every time when he takes off the Begadim, Kiddush Yadav Viraglov. And then Memele he's Toivel, Poshat Yorad Vitovel, he takes off the Begadim, Yorad Vitovel, all of this topic. He comes up, dries himself off, Hevilo Big Day Zohov, Vilovash, Vikiddush Yadav Viraglov. And now he's going to go to the other parts of the Avodah in Big Day Zov. What the Mishnah implies in the Big Day Butz Kairib, what happens, we had before the option, what happened if he already took off the Big Day Lavan and he put on Itzelis, he put on a kittel, a private beggar, he's not in the Begadim anymore. So that means that he had already been Kiddush Yadav Viraglov of Big Day Butz. He only has to be Poshat Yorad V'Tovel Olav in the Stavik before the Hevilu Big Day Zov. So now he's Big Day Zov and he has other Chalokim in the Avodah which have to be done by him. They're clearly Miyuchad for the Avodah Yom HaKippurim, but they don't have the same Toikif of being done by Big Day Zov. They're not Lefnai V'Lefnim. What are these Chalki Avodah? There's Eloi Ves El Ho'om. The Pasuk in Achrim Oy says, Bezois Yov Aaron Al HaKodesh Bepar Ben Boker L'Chatos. One power we already discussed, the power of the Seder Avodah, the dam of which was Huva Bifnim, and it was also mixed together with the dam of the Soyer HaPnimi. But then the Pasuk says, V'ayel Lo'ilo. What's that about? Along with his power, which was Par Ben Boker L'Chatos, went in Ayel Lo'ilo, that's Eloi Shel Kohen Gadol. There's also Elo'om, later on the Psukim say that it took not from the Kohen, but he was Makriv, the Shnei Seirim, one that went out Lazazel, one that was Lashem, and the Pasuk puts that's Klal Yisrael's Kapara, Me'ez Adas Bnei Yisrael Yikar Shnei Seiri Izim L'chatos, and over there the Torah as well says, V'ayelachad Lo'ilo. There's two Elim Lo'ilo, there's the Isle of the Kohen, there's the El Ha'om. That's what's called over here. Also says Eloi Ves El Ha'om, that regular Shechita, and regular Zrikas Adam. He's a regular karbonis. Ve'shivas kvosim t'mimim b'nei shono. That l'chor is the regular karbon musaf. That's mavur in Parshas Pinchas. That there was a musaf. In Parshas Hamusafim, in Parshas Pinchas, the pasuk says, Ve'kraftim oil l'ashem reach nichoich pabim boko echod. Ayel echod kvosim b'nei shono shivim t'mimim yu l'chem. So that's a seder hakrova, which is meshach shaychi to the karbon musaf. The Pasuk adds over there, in Pasuk Ger Aleph, in Pinchos, Mulvad Chatas HaKippur, and that already refers to the Soyer, Lashem, the Soyer Pnimi, which is a separate Seder Avodah described in Pashas Achrei Mois. Divrei Rebbe Elazar, this is the way the Tanya Rebbe Elazar makes the Cheshma of the Karbonis. Besides for the Karbonis that we learned about, there's the Eloi, there's the El Ha'om, and then there's the Musafim. Rebbe Kiva Oimer, Im tomid shal shachar hoyu kreivim. Korban musafim, he understands, and this is the way the pashtus of the pasuk the Rab brings, is that in Bamidbar in Pashas Pinchos, it says movad oilas habayke shel oilas hatomid. The musaf, the loshem musaf, is not an egg in a korban, not a separate korban. It's a hoysofa on the korban tomid. The Rambam in the halachis calls it hilchas tmidin musafim. The musaf is a tosefes on the carbon tomid, memela zukrav with the carbon tomid shoshaka. And that's the way all carbonus atomid that are described over there, the ones that we say on every musiv of Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Yom Tov are all brought with the carbon to oilas tomid, the oilas tomid shalbaike. So Memelo Rabbi Kiva says him Tomin Shal Shachar Yu Kreivim Upar Ha'Oilo V'Sor Hanasa Bachutz Im Tomin Shal Beinu Abayim. Here he's referring, when he says Sor Hanasa Bachutz, he means the soyer, which is part of the pasuk that we just read in Parshas Pinchos. The craft of oil, Lashem Reich Nechoyach, a par, ayil, Shivot Mimim of Kvosim. And then the pasuk says over there that there was also a carbon chatos. The last pasuk before Shvi over there says, Seirizim Echot Chatos, Mulvad Chatos HaKippurim Va'ilos HaTomin Minchasov Neskem. So it goes together with Eilos HaTomin, but the Seizim Echad Lechatos, he dashens, the Gemara explains according to Shitzur B'Kiva, that you can't be makrivit together with the Karban Tomin. It has to be Hukrav after the Sor HaPnimi, because of the wording of the Pasuk. Seizim Echad Lechatos, Mulvad, kilo, it's after, besides the Chatos HaKippurim, which refers, like we said, to the Sor HaPnimi. See, even though it's part of Musaf, and the Karban Musaf as a klal went together with the Karban Tomin Shal Shachar, this specific carbon, the Sor Bachutz, has to be Mhukrav and Tomit Shalbein or Abayim. So in summary, Shitzis Rebbe Kiva, before we go back to Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Kiva holds the Seder Havoida is the Shivas Kvosim Tmimim was Hukrav with the carbon Tomit Shalshachar, along with the Par Ho'ilo, which is part of the Musaf. Only the Sor Hanase Bachutz, which is also part of the Musaf, but it had to be separate because Muvad Soyer, Sira Chatos. That was Im Tomin Shal Bein Abayim. By the way, it's Poshut. The Gemara explains. Tomin Shal Bein Abayim doesn't mean it was in the afternoon. It just means that it was not together with this Karban Tomin Shal Shachar. That's just the Lashon of the Mishnah. That's the Shita Reb Kiva. The Mefarshim, the Gemara keeps on referring to the Tvila Shlishis and the Tvila Revius and the Tvila Chamishis. This was the Tvila Shlishis that we're up to in the Mishnah. So that was the place of the Soyer HaChutz, along with the Eloi and the El Ha'om. And then afterwards there was the Tvila Revius and the Tvila Chamishis, which was the going back in the Kodesh Kodashim that we'll still describe. Going back to Shitzer Beleza, what he holds is that the Lashon of the Pasuk in Achrei Mois, that after the Shiluch of the Soyer Bamidbar V'yotza, he was there the whole time, then V'yotza he went out, V'osos so Elosiv Es El Ha'om. Then there was the Seder HaKrov, the Tvila Shlishis, Big Dezov, Vosas Elosav Es Ola Sa'om, and that had to come before the Karban Musafim, which is more a general Karban, as a Hesaf on the Karban Tomid. Over here, that was afterwards. The HaKrovos of what's part of Karban of Pashas, Musafim was after the Avodah Zarah. That's the way he's understanding. So the Shivas Kvosim and the Par Oila were after the Oila, were after the Eloi ve'el ha'om, by the Tvila Shlishis that we're describing in the Mishnah. Mishnah Dalit. Kiddush Yoda ve'raglov, u'poshat ve'yorad ve'tovo ve'olav ve'nistapik. Here we have a new Avodah. He's taking off the Big Day Zov, and he's putting back on the Big Day Lavan. So again, with the Seder that we know from Perek Gimel, we handle in Mishnah Gimel also by us, there's Kiddush Yoda ve'raglov, Tvila, he'viloi Big Day Lavan, ve'lovash Kiddush Yoda ve'raglov. He has to go again, Kiddush Yad Rak, to prepare himself now for a new Seder Avodah. Nichnas, he went lefnai v'lefnim lohitzis ha-kafes ha-machto. The kafes ha-machto of the Keteris was left inside. Kiddush Yad Viraglov brings them back out, and he does another Kiddush Yad Viraglov, takes off Poshad V'yar the Tovel all of in his topic. This is already the Chamishah. Sevil le'big de'zov v'lovash. Kiddush Yad Viraglov v'nichnas lahakdir K'toyres Shobein Ho'abayim Lehetiv Saneiros. This is Big Dezov, because this is the daily Avodah. So he puts on the Big Dezov, but he has to do the Avodah. This is the Avodah of K'toyres Ben Abayim, the Neiros, Kiddush Yod V'raglov U'poshat. And then he's done the Avodah for the day. Heviu Lo Big Dei Atzmoy V'lovash. They bring him his own begotten V'lovash. And Avodah was a joyous day. We say Barichus in the Piyutim, and then we say before we go into kinos mode and we describe what was lost in our Seder Avodah. The Mishnah says, "Umelaven oisei ad beisev yomtiv ayoisa le'avov b'shoshi yotze b'sholem min hakodesh." A few points. One, the Rav says over here, "Lehitiv is haneirois, hatova zu hadlokihi." His kavone is hatova normally means hatova preparing, but hatova was done in the morning. L'chor over here, we're talking about what was done later on. So you have to say that over here was that locker. The other way to say it would be the Tais Yomtiv says that maybe in the first Kufa by Yesheni where the Neiros B'derech Nes lasted not till the morning, the Neiros that were lit later in the day lasted until the Erev, so there was a need to be Meitiv the Neiros in the afternoon, and that's what we're talking about. Kenzai. Let's add a few more last points, like I'll be the Seidu HaKrova that's mentioned over here in these few Mishnayos, and that is that the way we explain the Machlokes of Elazar and Rabbi Akiva, the primary Machlokes is on the Shiva Kvasim and on the Par, which is the Oila of the Korban Musaf, whether it was brought in the morning with the Tavon Shel Shachar or was brought later on. What's not clear in the Hemshech HaMishnayis in the last few Prokim is the Haktoro, the Hakrovo, that is, on the Mizbeach of the Chatois HaPnimiyos, the Sorel Hashem, that the Dam was the Avoid HaPnimis, as well as the Par, which also the Dam was Nizrak Bifnim. All say the Avoid is Adam. We don't have a finale on when that Korban was prepared and Hukra v'agabia mizbeach. The coin to Beleza, this chelik was done later on in the day. But the Lashon again of the Gemara and the way the Rav calls it, betfila chamishis, which was mamish the end after everything was done b'fnai b'fnim. And according to Rabbi Akiva, it was done with betfila rishonim, mamish in the morning. The emurei chatois hapnimiyos were brought l'chor l'kulyam. The Rav sticks it in when he talks about Imtamid Shal Shachar, the Shita of Rebbe Kiva, and he sticks in the Emure Chatois HaPnimiyos between the Shlishis with the El Ha'om. Okay? That's where the Rav says it. It comes from Rashi and Dafayim. Tosfos and the Rosh in his Seyed Avodas Yom HaKippurim put down that the Emure Chatois HaPnimiyos are also part of the Machlokes, the same way the Musafim is a machlokes if it was earlier or later. There's a machlokes also about the emure chatois that were hooked on the mizbech achitzen, if that was betvila shlishis, with the elah om, or that was only later on, betvila chamishis. That's just another point. So in summary, the tefila rishoino, just because we're explaining that terminology, the tefila rishoino was together with the levishas big day zov, that preceded the Tavon Shel Shachar and the Tavos HaNeiros, the regular Ketores, the daily Ketores, the Tavos Shtei Neiros HaNesorim, the Aktores Evor Tavon Shel Shachar, the Akrovas Minchas Chavitin, the Akrovas Minchas Nesochim, Nischei Hayayin, and according to Rabbi Akiva, the Par Oil of Hashivas Kvosim, which was a Tosefis, the Musif on the Korban Tamid. Then there was the Tefila Shnia. The Tefila Shnia was what was the Hachona for Levisha's Big Day Lovan, and that he did the Vidui on the power of the Kohen Gadol, the Goyrol, the Vidui on the power of the Vidui, the second Vidui on the power of the Kohen Gadol, the Shchitas or power, the Kabbalah Saddam, that was given over, the Aktoris Akteris, the whole Seder with the going into the Kodesh HaGadoshim, the Azoz Dam HaPor B'Kodesh HaGadoshim, the Shchitas Soyer, back in the Azora, Kabbalah Saddam, Hazor's Dam Asor with Kodesh Kadoshim, the going out, Allah Peroiches, the mixing together of the Dam after the Hazor's of all the Dam on the Peroiches, the Iri Dam Hapar with Dam Asor, and then putting that in the Mizbeach Hazov, the Shvicha Shiori Adam on the Mizbeach Achitzoin, the Vidui of the Soyer with the Hoitzoas, the Emureim of the Parakoin Godl, and putting that on the Kli in order that they should go out. The Hoitzoas, the Bosor of the Chatois HaPnimiyos, to go out to the Hoitzol Beis HaSrefer, right? They weren't Hukrav on the Mizbeach, but they were taken out Chutz Mirushalayim. The Kriyas HaPsukim was also part of the Tefila Shnia, and then there's the Tefila Shlishis, till now he's in Big Day Lovan. Now he gets back into the Big Day Zov. Maybe he's makriv now the Musafin, according to Rabbi Akiva. But you have the Eloi with El Ha'om, the Haktorah of the Emure Par V'Sor B'Mizbech HaChitzon, and then the Tefila Revi'is. Back into Big Day Lovan, the Kohen Gadol goes. He goes back into the Kodesh Kadosh, and we might see the Kaf and the Machto. That was the fourth and final time the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Tefillah Chamishis is back to Bigdei Zohov, and that was the finale, that Krovos Tom Shobein Abayim, that Ktos Ktoris, that Lok Samenoira, and according to Rebbe Lezer, the Karbonis Hamusav. That's the Seder of the Avodas Hayom Yom HaKippurim, Yiratzen Shibana Beis HaMikdash Meherev Yomeinu.